And I thought, just to begin, and actually, before we do that, I had a task for you guys to do. And I was wondering if you can grab a pen and paper. Because we're going to do an activity together tonight. So I'll just give you a moment to do that. And so I thought what we could do to begin is just to take a moment to join into this present moment together. And so you're welcome to put down that pen and paper if you happen to be holding them. And feel free to just take a moment to observe your surroundings. Maybe just look around the room and the space that you're in, bringing in an awareness of place, maybe where you are in the building you're in, or if you're outside. And then you're welcome to allow your eyelids to close if that's comfortable to you. And you might just take a moment to listen to the sounds in the room or the sounds outside. And just give yourself permission to let go of the day. Let go of what's coming next. To be right here, right now. You might observe your breath. In your body, bringing a curiosity if there might be holding or tension. And then you're welcome to let any of that go, perhaps taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. You might even take a moment to massage away any tension that you notice in your jaw. Or in your temples. And a lovely thing to do that I've come to learn since I've been working so much online is to just place your hands over your eyes for a moment. And then you're welcome to just allow your eyes to stay closed as we move through this time together, allowing them to rest, simply listening. So, thought I would begin with a little story. Recently, I was out and about on a hot, sunny day, and I happened to notice this majestic tree draping its branches over the street. And I'm not quite sure what kind it is. I think it might be an ash tree. But just one of those big, beautiful trees in downtown Flagstaff. And the leaves had changed color overnight. And I was so surprised to see that. And the funny thing is that my very first thought was, oh no, winter is coming. And this will kind of demonstrate that I've had a lifetime of being a cup half empty person. But then the proliferation of thoughts came quickly after that. The days are going to get shorter. It's going to be freezing cold. It'll be dark at 5 o'clock. Oh no. And that's the habit of my mind. And along with it, I felt this sense of urgency, like something was wrong and I was running out of time. But luckily, my good friend Mindfulness rose up and laughingly said, "Hey, Michelle, it's hot outside. Why don't you just come back here into the present moment? Be here right now. This isn't the time to be thinking about winter. And have a look at this beautiful, beautiful tree." And so I found myself grateful once again for my good friend Mindfulness. And also just this remembering that it's okay when winter comes. And as a matter of fact, the changing of the seasons is upon us. The fall equinox is this upcoming Monday, which is also International Peace Day, just so you know. And I just find the changing season so magical. The fall brings the beauty of the leaves changing colors and sweaters and the smell of delicious concoctions made with apples and cinnamon. And then the winter comes and it's a beautiful light sparkling on the snow and time for reflection and that delicious warm cup of tea. And then the spring comes and it's a time of awakening and rejuvenation. And you can hear the sound of the bird song in the morning and the first buds come out on the trees. And then the summer arrives. And it has the promise of all those long, bright days and the sound of the magical hummingbird wings vibrating at the highest frequency. And as you know, the seasons also bring their challenges. In the fall, there's the tired hands from raking pine needles. At least here in Flagstaff, that's what we have mostly of. We happen to be in the largest ponderosa pine forest in the country, I believe. There's a lot of pine needles here. And then in the winter, there's the sore back from shoveling that sparkling snow. And the spring brings allergies with the wind. And the summer is just hot. It can get so hot sometimes. And you know, it's just reflecting on how nature has so many lessons for us. And as the seasons change, it's like Mother Nature grabs our attention and gives us the gift of getting to begin anew. And then she says, this is how life works. There's birth and death and beauty. And so the equinox and the solstice, they provide an opportunity for us to pause and shed some of those sticky layers that inevitably collect as life happens. And I just love how autumn shows us how beautiful letting go is. And so tonight, we will explore together how we can consciously choose to walk in this beauty way and to let go of things that no longer serve us so that we can make space for our intentions moving forward. So, resistance and attachment. They're the human condition. We want things to be different than they are. We want more. We want less. We want things to change or stay the same. And then, of course, this big one, we want other people to change. Or we want ourselves to change. And we get so frustrated with ourselves when we don't. And we get all tied up in knots from the wanting and from our attachment. And so we suffer and feel angry or unhappy or dissatisfied. And really there's a collective energy like that here in this country right now. It seems to be amplified and growing. And I was really sad. I learned last night that a friend of mine who has black skin was riding his bike to work, and a truck full of guys drove by and they yelled the N-word at him. And it just really makes me so sad that that happened. And I'm grateful to know that this friend is blessed with a strong heart and a beautiful community of people that love him, that can help boost him back up. But there's just so many tragedies that are happening in the world today, and such an inflammatory response happening as well. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming. It's easy to get caught and almost feel like we're drowning in the suffering, in our compassion for the suffering. And so we bring ourselves into a more peaceful place with our practices. We engage in these and lift ourselves back up, brighten our spirits, and then we can energize ourselves so that we can feel empowered to demonstrate another way of being, another way of engaging with the world that's rooted in wisdom and kindness. And we learn to be less attached, less reactive. We learn to let go, and we learn to cultivate compassion in our hearts. So there's our practice of mindfulness that will rise up and bring us back into the present moment. Like in that situation when I was watching the tree. And then we can also consciously choose to let go. And now, I don't want to say that this is just something that happens instantly, but these practices and our intentions can really help us. And so that's the reason for your pen and paper. And tonight I'd like to share with you a practice that I learned at a ceremony years ago. It's an opportunity to create a relationship with Mother Nature's rhythm, just as the indigenous peoples have been doing since ancient times. It offers a way for us to connect with her cycles, with the natural flow of impermanence, and a way to learn to let go of the past and to create space to set new intentions for creation, for kindness, for compassion. So what we'll be doing is reflecting back on the last quarter, the time between now and the summer solstice on June 20th. And really, it's been such a remarkable time that it seems fair to also include the time in the quarter before, so all the way back to the spring equinox on March 19th, when we were deep in the quarantine. And reflecting back on this time to remember the challenges and the difficulties that we experienced within the world and within ourselves. And reflecting on these with an intention of just letting go of what no longer serves us. But first, taking a moment to reflect on the lessons that we learned from those experiences. And then also reflecting back and celebrating the good moments. Savoring those, taking them in, breathing them in, and letting them warm our hearts. So I'll just read you a poem by Wendell Berry, and it goes, "At the start of spring, I open a trench in the ground. I put into it the winter's accumulation of paper and pages I don't want to read, useless words, fragments, and errors. And I put into it the content of the outhouse, the light of the sun, growth of the ground, finished with one of their journeys. To the sky, to the wind, and then to the faithful trees, I confess my sins, that I have not been happy enough, considering my good luck. I've listened to too much noise, have been inattentive to the wonders, have lusted after praise. And then upon the gathered refuse of mind and body, I close the trench, holding shut again the dark, the deathless earth. Beneath that seal, the old escapes into the new. And then the last step of this practice is to also reflect on what you would like to cultivate in this upcoming season, from the fall equinox to the winter solstice. Recognizing that in letting go of the past, you're creating room and space for creation. And so I invite you right now to take another conscious breath. And begin this reflection. And really, it's such a deep process. I welcome you to just choose one thing that you might like to let go of. One lesson from that. One thing to celebrate and one intention. So this is really such a powerful practice. It's one that I've been integrating into my life now for a few years. And you can keep going, you know. So you just spend some more time in reflection. There may be more things that arise. It's also a fun thing to share with friends and family. Like people seem to dig doing this. And usually I recommend burning the page of letting things go, but burning fire is not recommended at this particular time in the world. And so I think another great option is to bury it, and that might just feel really good. So, and then as we do that, to just say thank you for the lessons that were learned, and then too, I encourage you to rewrite your intentions and to put them someplace, rewrite them so that they're welcoming, so that they're visually appealing, and then put them someplace where you can read them every morning, perhaps before your meditation practice. And now we can just take a moment to stretch, and then we'll go ahead and have a sitting practice together. And we'll just come right back here in just another moment. And so you're welcome once again to allow your eyelids to close. And to open your awareness to this present moment. Noticing the sensations in the body. the sounds. The tempo and the tone of your thinking. And again, inviting and welcoming relaxation. Allowing the body to be soft. And really welcoming anything that arises. Resting the attention on the breath or your anchor. Just remembering that it's likely that you will become distracted or pulled away by your thoughts or by other sensations, and that this is normal. That's just awareness. You're welcome to observe and then come back to your anchor. Remembering kindness and non-judgment. Just take a moment now to notice where your mind is. Come back into awareness. And now I invite you to take a deep breath in if it feels comfortable to do so. Filling your lungs with fresh air. Breathing so deep that your chest expands and your belly expands, and you can actually feel the movement of your back as your lungs fill. And then releasing that. I invite you to take a moment now to engage in a forgiveness practice. As forgiveness, it's such an important component to letting go. And this is an opportunity to set the intention to forgive ourselves, to forgive someone else. Remembering, of course, that this does not mean that we just condone someone else's actions. Rather, we're choosing in this moment self-compassion, giving ourselves the gifts of being free of resentment. Setting our hearts free. And so you might bring to mind something that you might like to forgive. Staying connected to your body and your breath. Allowing them to be grounded. And steady. And then I will say a line and invite you to repeat that silently to yourself, engaging in this practice of cultivating forgiveness. And so to begin, perhaps we'll just choose a moment that we can forgive for ourselves. May I forgive myself for the harm that I have caused. Either intentionally or unintentionally. By my words, my thoughts, my actions, my inaction. And if I'm not ready to do so now, may I do so in the future. And then taking a deep breath in and releasing. I invite you to bring to mind someone else that you'd like to forgive. Perhaps remembering a situation or a moment. Again, staying connected and grounded to your body, to your breath, remembering that we are safe in this moment. May I forgive this person for the harm that they have caused. Either intentionally or unintentionally. By their words, their thoughts, actions, inaction. And if I'm not ready to do so now, may I do so in the future. Now we can just take a moment to just stretch a little bit. And then we'll do a loving kindness meditation as well for a few minutes. When you're ready, you're welcome to settle back in. I like to do this practice with a hand on my heart, so that in the times afterward in my day-to-day life, when I need to remember loving kindness, I can place a hand on my heart and feel that sensation of nurturing touch. A reminder that this is the path that I want to walk. And it's an opportunity for us to learn to cultivate positive emotions in our heart. So you're welcome to bring to mind someone that you care about that's an easy relationship. I like to picture my dogs. Someone that when you picture them, it brings a smile to your lips. And just imagine that this is an opportunity to send them your good wishes. So feeling that hand on your heart, you're welcome to repeat the phrases that I offer, which are traditional, and it's perfectly okay to customize them to make them real and authentic for you. And you're welcome to picture a smile on their face or a wag in the tail as they hear your good wishes. May you be well. May you be healthy and safe. May you be free from inner and outer harm. May you be peaceful and happy. And may you be free. And then shining that same light of compassion towards ourselves. See if you can allow your mind and your heart to be open to receiving your own good wishes. May I be well. May I be healthy and safe. May I be free from inner and outer harm. May I be peaceful and happy. And may I be free. And then sensing into the interconnectedness that we all share. You're welcome to invite in your friends and family. Welcoming them into your heart. Your neighbors, people in the community. Even a difficult person, recognizing that what you're really doing once again is practicing that forgiveness so your heart can be free. Ultimately, this world needs so much more loving kindness. You can imagine that there's a light underneath your hand that's vibrating and emanating outwards in all directions. And that it's lighting up the hearts of people. People who are afraid or alone. May they feel the vibrancy of this loving kindness. May they find peace in their hearts. And may their breath flow smoothly and with ease. And remembering the plants and the animals and all of Mother Nature in our good wishes. Just extending our gratitude. May we all feel safe, healthy, peaceful, happy, and free. Well, thank you so much for your practice, joining me tonight. It's just a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.